Okay. All right, guys. So I know lunchtime is approaching soon. So I've been told to keep us to time. I have 8 minutes. Usually when I have a presentation to do, the boys in the office all laugh because they say I take 2 seconds to prepare because I only do one slide. So today I decided to surprise them. I've actually done 7. So we're going to do 1 slide a minute, okay? So I'm Alicia Ali. I'm a senior lecturer here in the hospitality team. I think September this year will make it 4 years since I've been at Hallam, and it's been a fantastic 4 years. And today I'm really going to talk about ICT for sustainable tourism, which is my main area of research. And when I talk about ICT, I refer to information and communication technology. So that's any type of technology that receives, transmits, manipulates digital data. So your smartphones, your PCs, your tablets are all examples of ICT. But what is allowing them to use that is the platform of the internet. So we wouldn't have ICT existing without the internet, which is a platform which everything runs on. And the second part about it is about sustainable tourism. So it's about making our industry a bit more better so that generations from now will have an industry to live off. So that's what my 7 minutes is going to be about. Six. Okay. Whenever I start a class on technology, I always put up this slide because I am very resistant to change my technology. So I've changed now, except for the television. And people who've been to my flat will attest that my television still looks like that. And the reason I share this detail about myself is you don't have to be engaged with the most cutting-edge technologies to understand how it's used. You can understand applications and apply those applications without knowing how to write a software program, without being a computer scientist. And that's what I do. I still use old technology, but I do understand how it's used. So how I stumble into this bit of research into ICT and sustainable tourism is actually stemming from my PhD, which I got in 2009. And it looked at technology for the sustainable tourism development of destinations. And with that, a PhD is like building a brick on a massive wall. So you cannot do everything. So for the PhD, I decided to look at a supply perspective where I looked at it from an entire destination perspective, where I thought about if we want to keep people coming to our destination, if we want to keep people using our hospitality products, we have to first understand how a destination as a whole could engage in these technologies. So that's where the PhD focused on. And in December of last year, I published a text with my PhD supervisor where we were able to add more bricks to this wall, where we were able to explore other issues. So we were able to look at it from a consumer perspective. We were able to look at it from a business perspective. We were able to focus it from a supply chain perspective. So I'm not going to go through the entire details of the text today. I could pass around a copy for you all to have a look at. But please give it back because publishers don't give you lots of free copies anymore. But what I really want us to think about is the future. Because we saw that lovely presentation from Expedia about how they manipulate the technology. They're an online travel agent. I think a lot of times we don't really think about the future, and the future of technology is hitting us very, very quick. So I want to show you 2 quick pictures. This is the Hudson plane crash back in 2006. This is 50 Shades of Grey, that very popular book. What's the similarity between these two? Anybody has any ideas?
Gray?
Yeah, gray.
Spread via Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, the internet. The first news of this plane crash was actually transmitted via Twitter. Someone was walking along the Hudson River and they saw the crash. They took a picture, they tweeted it. And that's how news stations actually picked up that crash. This book, she became popular because she was a fan of Twilight, that series of books and movies, and she actually went to the Twilight fan site and actually wrote chapters of her book, which was picked up by an Australian publisher, which made her famous. She has been on the top of the New York Times bestseller list for the majority of last year and continuing into this year. So it's just to show you how powerful technology is, how powerful ICT is. And I think for us, in our industry, we are often called laggards. We are often called an industry which adopts from other industries. We are the latest adopter. We are not first movers. And that's why I want to focus on the future and two key things. The first is the technology environment. Have you ever heard of the concept, the Internet of Things? No? Anybody? Imagine a future where if your plant needed to be watered, it will send you a Twitter feed to tell you, I need to be watered. Or if you've lost your car keys, you can actually Google it, say, where are my car keys? And you will find your car keys. Yeah. But with the Internet of Things, with the change in technology, just a nanotechnology, you have something called smart dust, which are very, very small microchips, which are being attached to objects to give them a virtual representation. And that is allowing us to have greater communication with objects. So the way technology is moving is trying to blur the real world with the virtual world. And that's quite important for us to think about, because if we can communicate with a picture, with our plant, you know, what does that mean for us? I don't know. But this is the way technology is moving. The other thing is the Internet. How many of you remember Netscape? I use Netscape. Netscape was the first version of the Internet. The Internet has moved now. It's moved from version 1 to version 2, which we are all using. And because of the changes in version 2, we are able to Facebook. We're able to generate all this social media. Companies are able to generate whole businesses on that model. But Web 2 is at its end. It's only 5 years old, but it's at its end. And it's moving into what is Web 3. So think about when you do a search for information, Google gives you a lot of information. You have to filter. With Web 3, what is happening is the computers are learning to make sense of that information for you. So Web 3 is like your own personal web butler, where the information is actually going to make a lot better sense for you. And again, that's the technology environment. The other thing is access devices and interfaces are changing. So Expedia talked about mobile phones and bookings on mobile phones and using your tablets. It's moving from human-computer interaction to natural user interface. So it's about using our senses. And I'll give you some photographs. So think about this scenario where you no longer need a telephone, but you can actually project from a device like this, which has already been tested. This is the Google Glasses project, to project your phone onto your hand to make a call. The technology already exists. It is out there. And I think for us, we need to think about our industry and how we're going to look at the uses of these technologies to enhance us and make us develop better. And I quite like this one because it's a sheet of white paper and he is projecting his whole computer screen on it. So I think I covered my 8 minutes. That's just what I wanted to talk about. So any questions? I think it's a very interesting future. I think some of us might be quite scared, but I think it's quite exciting. So these things have been around since about 2006. They've been pilot testing them. The device to actually generate this only costs about $800 US. And they're actually seeing how to make those things more commercial for the market. So the technology is there. It's only a matter of time before it becomes very widespread. And I'll just leave you with the fact that 80 years ago, we had the first talking film. 50 years ago, the first satellite. The Internet is only just over 20 years old. And Web 2 is only 5 years old, and that's moving on already to Web 3. So it's just a very, very rapidly changing future, and I just think we need to sort of embrace this change and how it applies to our industry. Okay? So that's me.